You're on.
Thank you. Call the board session back into executive session. I'll advise the board is not taking any formal action on the matters discussed while in executive session. So we're out of executive session. Next up on our agenda is resolution G1411A, amendment authorizing an urgent contract for the IEP project.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move resolution number G14-11A.
Second.
Motion is before us. Ted?
Yes, Chair. This resolution is an amendment to the original G1411 and providing funds to do early works contract. As we move forward, the MWH and ADA has looked at what items we can move forward quicker that would allow us to keep everything on schedule or allow us the information that we need to go forward with doing the final close on the concession agreement, the financial close. And what was decided that was needed is to complete the procurement process, the early procurement process of getting the quote or the bids out for the long lead items. And that work has been projected to cost $1,650,000, so we're increasing to 4.52. Now I have to go back. 6.1, I believe. Sorry, Chair, I lost it. To $6.1 million. So the increase in funding is to allow us to move forward with the early procurement process. And I have Mark Davis here, or and Chris Brown, if you'd like to ask any questions about the funds needed and the process that we're going through.
I'll ask the board members if they have any questions. All right, no questions? Do I have a question for the call? It's a question. Are you ready for the question?
Question.
Ben, would you take part of the board, please?
Mr. Walker.
Hi.
Deputy Commissioner Borowski. Ms. Nygaard.
Yes.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Mr. Dick.
Yes.
Mr. Poos.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Next up is a resolution G14-16, authorizing a concession agreement with Northern Lights Energy LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move resolution number G14-16 with one addition to the document under the now therefore be it resolved section 1. Third line up from the bottom of that section where it starts concession agreement presented to the board or with any and adding non-material changes to any of the terms and conditions in the drafted agreement. Before.
Thank you, Mr. Russo. Is there any objections to the federal amendment?
Second.
Okay.
Second.
Sounds like an objection. Hearing none, that has been added to the resolution. Ted?
Yes, Chair. Again, this resolution is allowing the executive director to move forward with final negotiations of the concession agreement and to bring back to the board a fully implemented agreement that would be in substantial form. And it's the draft that was presented to the board today would be the agreement that we'd be bringing back in the same substantial form. Again, we have Chris Brown from MWH and Mark Davis to answer any questions that you may have on the concession agreement or the resolution.
All right, why don't we have them come up?
And I also believe we probably have Rick Ashcock or some MWH people still on the phone.
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks, Marcus. Great. So, real quickly, overview, Mark, Chris, just brief.
The concession, Mr. Davis, for the record, the concession before the board, the
the city clerk's legal framework for MWH improvements. Subsidiaries, Northern Light, energy to work toward a financial close of the LNG plant. That's just this that part of this project. The other items, as you all know, the agreement provides for the production of a refined base financial model, which will come before the board and hopefully predict the elements of the cost of the plan. And then it provides for the board to review the capital going in, which would be a mix of appropriation money, tax money, and money from the investor, which is Northridge. And that's essentially what this concessionary does. Once you go to plan proposed, then the concessionary becomes the way for them to operate the plan as a concession for ADA for 30 years, and they operate consistent with the goals of the IP for the customers. They have the right to expand with the board's approval. And at the end of 30 years, the plan then will go back to ADA.
Actually, I don't have anything to add. I would like to give Rick Adcock an opportunity to add if you'd like, but for that, I just wanted to say thank you to Ed and the board for considering this, and we appreciate it very much. Rick, do you have anything to add to Mark Blaze's comments?
No, nothing to add to that. I think that the board, Ed, Mark, and everyone else there has been working with us for a long time.
Thank you. Questions from board members?
Greg?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I intend to support this, but I'd like to put on the record a couple of concerns. The first is having to do with the story that we saw today. And it's the October 31st date and the December 31st that amounts to walkaway date. It creates a concern to me that this cascade of decisions that starts the 1st of November has to happen in a very short period of time. I believe that it can happen if everybody's ready and points towards it. I just remain concerned and will continue to focus on those dates. The last thing we want is a walk away on December 31st on the Monday we have a either party. The second item is the funding issue, the source and apps that we're talking about. By no means am I agreeing to $100 million to be put towards the plan by my affirmation of this motion. That is very much still up in the air on how we allocate those monies. I also want to put on the record, I would like to see the effect of the January 7th statement by MWH in regard to using equity to fund the plan gap would otherwise monies be used for distribution. So we're going to work on the model, and we're going to work on that. So those are the two things that create concern for me. And I put them on the record, and we'll be keeping an eye on them. But with that, I intend to vote yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Anybody else have any questions or comments?
Mr. Chairman?
Michael?
Yeah, thank you. Just for the record, I'd like to give you a kind of support for this resolution. Actually, I don't even know if I need any comments, but they kind of would like. From my perspective, the provisions related to the alternative gas supply are a key policy part of this distributed energy project. It enables the project to provide that step to deliver gas to the interior while providing the investors the certainty they need as the state advances what really are the long-term sustainable solutions for low-cost energy to the interior. So I think those are key provisions. I like seeing them in this discussion agreement. And if somebody would like to comment, I would appreciate that.
This is Mr. Dave, the record, and I think from RTS, and ADA, which is the council, which try to write that solution for the alternative gas supply, which presents some financial risk for an investor, but actually an opportunity to state, which is kind of a big bill. And I believe the current state of the concession was successful at one party. believe that it's the correct way to come forward with that issue.
Thank you. Any other members who have comments or questions? I have a good question. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is a question on Resolution 213-16. Can you go over?
Mr. Logan.
Aye.
Deputy Commissioner Blasky.
Yes.
Ms. Steiner. Yes. Mr. Bell. Yes. Mr. Dick.
Yes.
Mr. Booth.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. He's a kid.
Just sorry for you, Dad.
Alright. Next up is item E. Looks like an executive session for a budget presentation from staff. Is that correct? Alright. So I'll entertain a motion to go to executive session.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the board enter an executive session to discuss confidential information related to FY 2000.